Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Kretot Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. About to look at Mishneot Gimel Dalet and Hey of this the sixth parak, and a very famous statement we've seen many times invoked. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Min Adev Adam Asham Talui B'chol Yom U'B'chol Eit Sheyirtzeh. A person could bring voluntarily, could bring an Asham Talui anytime he wants to, presumably over a sense of guilt or a feeling of unworthiness perhaps. Hu haya nikra Asham Chassidim, and they used to refer to it as the Asham Chassidim of the pious. Amru alav Bava ben Buta. Bava ben Buta is someone who we've mentioned a couple times based on this Mishnah. He's famous for his interactions with Herod, recorded in the very beginning of Masechet Bava Batra. Shem Adev Asham Talui B'chol Yom. He used to bring one every day. Chutz Miachar Yom HaKippurim Yom Echad. He wouldn't bring it the day after Yom Kippur. Amar HaMa'on HaZeh. He took an oath by the Mikdash. We saw that phrase already at the end of the first paragraph of Gamliel. Ilu Ayum Nichim Li Hayiti Mevi. If they would let me bring it, I would bring it even today. They tell me, wait until you have a real safek that you violated something. This is something that we saw in the context of the dispute with Rabbi Akiva about safek milot. And therefore, Chacham said you can only bring it if you have a real safek about something that, if it were true, you would be chayav a chatat. חיילי חטות והשמות ודאים שעבר על יום הכיפורים חייבים להביא לאחר יום הכיפורים. And here is another distinction between Hashem Talui and other korbanot. If you were chayav chatat or nasham, and then you didn't get to it before Yom Kippur, even though Yom Kippur came, you still have to bring that korban. חיילי השמות תלויים פטורים, but if you had an Hashem Talui and didn't bring it by Yom Kippur, then after Yom Kippur you're exempt, which explains the story of Bava ben Buta. מי שבא בידו ספק עבירה ביום הכיפורים. Let's say in the middle of Yom Kippur you had a safek. Maybe you ate kashir. Maybe you did malacha. Afilim chashicha. Even at the last minute, patur. You don't have to bring an Hashem Talui because that last minute of Yom Kippur is mechaper. It's called mechaper. Last Mishnah of this set, Mishnah Hey, Haisha Sheishaleh Chatata Of Safek. So let's say that she may have given birth. She doesn't know at what period in of gestation it was, or she doesn't know if it had the proper form, as we saw earlier in the Masechet. And then Avar Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippurim passed her by. Chayvet Lavi Lachar Yom Kippurim. Then she still has to bring, because this is not the same kind of safek as an Hashem Talui. Neshi Machsheret Lachol Bizvachim. Unlike an Hashem Talui, which is there for Kapara, this is there as a machshir to allow her to eat Zvachim, which she won't be able to do without bringing the Korban. Chatata Of Baal HaSafek. Let's say you brought a Chatata Of on it for a safek, like in that case. After you did Malika, you found out that you were innocent, then Tikaver, then just bury it. And that's parallel to what we saw in the early Mishnah in this parak. Okay, my time at Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say you can bring this Korban every day? He says as follows. He saw Kadaita Chovahi. If you think that Hashem Talui is a real Chovah, meet Yadalei my mighty Chatat. So why do you have to bring a Chatat later when you find out? You see that it's really a Nedava. It's essentially a Korban Nedava. It's unclear from here whether Rabbi Eliezer feels that you ever have to bring an Hashem Talui, and if it isn't just fully a Korban Nedava for coming closer to Hashem when you feel that you've done something wrong. V'rabanan, what's their position? Ola u'shlamim hu da'atu b'nen dova. We have a rule. Ola u'shlamim are the only things that you could voluntarily bring. Chatat v'asham chova ninu. Hashem talui hainu taima. So what's the reason that you bring a korban? Hashem talui, if you're going to later have to bring a chatat, if you find out you did it. To protect you from Yisurim, that God shouldn't punish you. Torah wants to protect you. And it's literally a kapara, a cover to protect you in the meantime. So he asked, what kind of statement is that for the Chachamim to make that it's only Olah Shlamim that you can bring Nedun Dava? Maybe Hashem Talui too? So perhaps Hashem Talui is agreed, and I could see this point, a Chova, but maybe another case that we brought us in a Dava. So Amale Olah Shlamim Ikar bin Dava Aktivi, because Olah Shlamim, this is what the Chachamim meant, are essentially written about in Vayikra Aleph and Gimel, respectively, in the context of a Nedava. Hashem Talui Ikar B'Chovaktiv. The Hashem Talui is brought, if you did X, Y, and Z, and you're not sure about it, then you have to bring an Hashem Talui. So it's essentially written about as a Chovak. Tanu Michia Kameh Derava. So he said the following. Hashem Talui Ba'al HaNevelah. You can bring an Hashem Talui, if you're not sure, you might have eaten Nevelah, which of course is not a Chiyuv Chatat. Amar le banat nan chamor mimenu meviya. Hashem tell you all the rishon don't occur to shikato chatat. We learned that it has to be something that might lead to a chatat. And v'i Rebbe Eliezer, if you're quoting Rebbe Eliezer, then you don't need nevela to get you going. Amar my tama lo matnit. He says, why not? Zimnin sagin tanita kamimar umano rabba. Many times I mention this in front of Rabba. V'amar li hamani Rebbe Eliezer hi. That is Rebbe Eliezer hi da amrulo. Meaning, it is Rebbe Eliezer, but it's Rebbe Eliezer based on the amrulo of Bav Men Buta. Nana elash omrim lam tenach tinkanis aveta safek. That they say you have to have done something. Which means we now have two different approaches, Rebbe Eliezer, which we already saw. One is you could bring it fully as an adava. The other is you bring it any time that you have a doubt that you violated any law, not specifically something that's mechayev chatat, even a lot. Amarava my tamad amrulo. So what's the reason of the amrulo of limiting this opportunity to bring an asham talui until you did something? Amakra asher lo teyasen avi hashem. The asham talui is anchored in some doing something wrong. And this we already saw in the context of milot. Yalfi mitzvot michatat chaylev, because the word mitzvot, which appears in our context in that pasuk, and the word mitzvot that appears in every one of the chataot, connects them and says malin shudok karet shigato chatat, just like all of those are things that you have karet for, and shigato chatat, which we learn ultimately from avodah zarah. Avkan de lashon karet shigato chatat, same thing here, and therefore Hashem talui is only those things. Whereas Rebbe Eliezer evidently understands, at least in the more limited read of Rebbe Eliezer, that you may bring it if you violated any particular law of the Torah. Tam Rabbanan, Chamisha Hashemot Mechaprin. Five Hashemot, which is Hashem Shifcha Harufa, Hashem Gzeilot, Hashem Milot, Hashem Nazir, Hashem Gzeilot. Those five are Mechaper. Hashem Talui in Mechaper Kapara Gmura. It's not a full Kapara. Micah Amar. What does that mean? Yosef. Harikamar. Chamisha Hashemot Mechaprin Kapara Gmura. The other five, straight Hashemot, have full Kapara. You're done. Hashem Talui in Mechaper Kapara Gmura. Udalok Rebbe Eliezer. It's not like Rebbe Eliezer. Damar. Hashem Talui Baal HaNevela. Because Hashem Talui could come for a Nevela, and that's going to be Kapara Gmura, because you're not going to get anything else for the Nevela. Meaning, even if you know you ate the Nevela. Ravina Marachitani, Chamisha Hashemot, Ein Acher Mechaper Kaparatan. Which is sort of the same thing. The other five have nothing else to Mechaper. Chamit Yadin Lemaiti, you only bring it when you know you did it. There's nothing better that can happen, nothing more that can happen, if you will. Hashem Talui, Acher Mechaper Kaparato. Hashem Talui has something else to Mechaper, which is the Chamit Yadin Lemaiti. When you find out that you would sin, you have to bring it. Is that the Hashem Talui Yom Kippurim is machaper because it doesn't really have a full kapara, and still, if you know that you did a chatat, something that's chayev chatat, you have to bring it. Okay, chayev chatat v'ashemot. Now the last line v'adain. So k'tani chayev chatat v'ashemot v'adin shavar alim ekipurim chayevin l'havi l'achar mekipurim chayev shavar tluyin p'turin. That we already saw in the Mishnah. Minhani mili. How do you know that if you are chayav chatat and Yom Kippur comes, it doesn't help? You still have to bring it. K'adavir avyami avrchanin. Now the Amar Kora v'chipa l'kodesh mitum'ot pnei Yisrael p'shem l'chol chatotam. The Kohen Gadol is mechaper al kodesh from tum'ot pnei Yisrael p'shehem. Deliberate sins, chochatotam, inadvertent sins. Chataim dumi lipshaim. So the Torah is comparing a chait with a pesha. Ma pshaim delav b'nei korban. Just like you can't bring a korban for a pesha, for mezid. Af chataim delav b'nei korban mechaper. So it's only mechaper on chataim that you couldn't bring a korban for. Meaning, the ones that you either didn't know about, or ones that don't meet the criteria for a chatat. Al chataim b'nei korban lo mechaper. And therefore you still have to bring the korban after Yom Kippur. But that pasuk is talking about the Kohen Gadol bringing the dam of the Sa'ir Hashem into the Kodesh Kedoshim and putting it on the kaporet. Because that one is not mechaper on things that you know what you did. It's on things that we don't know what we might have done. But the Sirmish Talech, the one that's done outside, where the Kohen Gadol does the big viduin and sends it out, And that's mechaper even on things that we know about. Maybe that is mechaper on things for which you chayav chatat. Abaye is not challenging Rabba on the halacha, but on the pasuk. Here's the pasuk. That same pair, pishayim and chataim, are put together in the vidui of the sa'ir. And if you remember from Yom Kippur, that's how we say it. Anna avu pashu chatu benecha avu chatu and pashu. All three are there. Anna kaperna la avonot v'la pshayim v'la chataim. Chatim gumel pshayim. Ma pshayim d'la b'nei korban. Chatim d'la b'nei korban. L'la chatoim d'nei korban inu lo mechaper. There we go. Humiyate kwa mesir mishtoleach. And that's the same mishtoleach. L'meimra d'la chataim d'nei korban inu lo mechaper. The same mishtoleach is not mechaper for things that you'd have to bring a korban for. Rav Dimi turns to Abaye and says, "Imaydahani pshayim lav many korbaninu." Who says that these pshayim are things you can't bring a korban for? Remember, there's a few things we saw much earlier in the Masechet, the second parak, that you bring a korban for shel mezi. Dumahani debekrei korbaninu. K'ninan arba mivin alaz don kishkaga. Shvuat ha-pikadon, shvuat ha-idut, nazir, shenitma, and shivcha harufa. So itmanami ki ataravinam Rav Yosi and Rosh Lakish vitalav kol al bnei Yisrael kol b'shem lachol chatonam chatonim dubi tshayim apshayim dolav bnei korban mechaper. So Ravin said came with Eretz Yisrael with the same message that Abaye had in Bavel af chatayim dolav bnei korban mechaper wa chatayim bnei korban lo mechaper. And Amar Abaye. So now Abaye turns to Ravin. Here's what happened. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. Abaye said what he said, and Rav Dimi challenged him. Then Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael and he quoted what Abaye said. I told Rav Dimi the same pasuk. Rav Dimi had his question. So Ravin's answer back to really defend Abaye to Abaye was Rav Shayim La B'nei Korban. That most pshayim are not b'nei korban. Most pshayim are things you can't bring a korban for. There's four weird exceptions, and according to Shimon, there's only three exceptions. Say Amar Lei Midi Rov Kti, but it doesn't say Rov. It says Hashem is going to mechaper for pshayim lechol chatotam. So that means that even though you helped me defend my proof against Rav Dimi's question, the defense is not so good. Alama Abaye mireishi dekra. You have to go back to the beginning of the pasuk of the vidui on the Ser Mishtaleach. V'tvadal avod kol v'lo bnei Yisrael etanya avonot elu zdonot. That's intentional crimes. V'tvadal avod kol avonot. V'cheinu omer avonah va. That's what the Avodah Zarah. But kol pishayim lechol chatotam lamali. Why add that? Lakshuye lepshayim, to compare chataim to pshayim. Ma pshayim lo b'nei korban, af chataim lo b'nei korban. V'chataim b'nei korban inu lo mechaper. So what he's saying is that the word pshayim in that pasuk is extra, because avonot are already there. It's there to compare chataim to pshayim, and to say that what we know generally about pshayim is you don't bring a korban. Therefore, it's only chataim for which you do not bring a korban that Yom Kippurim is mechaper, but not chataim for which there's a set korban achor achayav chatat. Okay, chayvei ashamot tluyin, but on the other hand, Yom Kippur is mechaper for somebody who owes an asham talui. Minhani mili, where's that from? Ravazar makra mikol chatotechem lifnei Hashem titaru. Meaning, chet she'in makir b'olam makom, only chataim that only God knows about. Meaning, if God's the only one who knows about it, that's the Lifnei Hashem here, then it's Mechaper. Tachlif avua duravuna mishmei durava kadmaita nami lo teite the mishutei lomer of dimi v'lomer abaya meha. So he says that actually should help you with the previous question, which has how do you know that a chiyuv chatat is doesn't get cleansed by Yom Kippur? Meha chet she'in makir b'olam makom Yom Kippur Mechaper umina chet she'in makir b'olam makom who do Yom Kippur Mechaper. If a person knows that he sinned, then Yom Kippur is not mechaper. You have to bring your chatat. Very simple. And Hashem Talui, you're aware that something happened that may have been a sin, but you still do not know. Only God knows if you sinned at that point. Let's say your chayav makot, Yom Kippurim comes and passes. Chayav. You're still chayav in makot. Pshita. So why would that be different than the korbanot? In the case of a korban, you owe some money. So therefore, the Torah says you're not going to get off of paying that money for the korban because Yom Kippur came. Here it's your body that's going to suffer. So maybe Yom Kippur is enough for suffering, as it were. Maybe it's mechaper, kamash malan, that it's not. Yom Kippurim is mechaper on those things you know about, those things you don't know about, anaseis and lotaseis. It's one of the brightot at the end of Yoma. So lokasha. Hada atrube, hada lo atrube. Meaning if he had no hatra'a, then he's not going to get makot anyways. And Yom Kippurim is machaper. But if he got hatra'a, he has to get his makot. If that's the case, then a woman who's a safek yoledet, she had one of those odd birth events, and we don't know if she has to bring a korban. And then Yom Kippurim came, she doesn't have to bring a korban. It's a sin that only God knows about. And this takes us back, of course, to the distinction between the reason that yoledet brings a korban and most other korbanot. What Yom Kippurim is machaper is for chataim, but not for tum'ah. And she's tume'ah until she brings the korban and then can partake of kodshim. Shimon Yochai dama yoledet choteiti. Shimon Yochai has a very famous drasha in Masachet Nida that the reason that yoledet has to bring a chatat is because she sinned, because she took an oath in the middle of giving birth that she'd never again have relations with her husband. Now she has to be made for it. One way or another, she sinned. So ma'ikal ameimar, that means yoledet really is a sinner, and therefore if she has safek yoledet, Yom Kippurim should cleanse that. The answer is yoledet ki kamaiti korban nishtari b'achilat kodshim hu v'lo l'chapar matya. The reality is she brings a korban to be able to eat kodshim, not in order to get kaparat. And that's the distinction we've seen already before. Amar Rashi, if anan amitanina, and he said we have support for this distinction and this notion. So we have such a brayta that if a woman had a safek chiyuv chatata of, because if you let it, even after Yom Kippur, she still has to bring it because it allows her to eat kodshim. So now let's go through a few others. Let's say you're a safek mitzora. If Yom Kippur came, you shouldn't have to bring it, because that's, again, something only God knows. The answer was the same thing. The famous sugya arachin that you get mitzarat for all sorts of different sins, for lashnara, for gavut alev, etc. The answer is again, mitzora kumaiti lavachaparaiti. But the mitzora is not bringing his korban kaparat. It's to belong to kodshim. Amiata Safik Nazir, it's gonna be the same thing. Shaval Avim Kippurim Lomaiti Korban. Let's say a guy was a Nazir who was Safek Tuma. Maybe he shouldn't have to bring his Korban to Kippur Yom Kippurim, because after all, only God knows. Chetum Kippur Lomakum Hu. Roshai Lachol Chatat Lachol Tuma. Olazaban Kippur De Amar Nazir Chotehu. Olazaban Akapar said that a Nazir is a sinner, the famous Sugya Nazir, where he says that he's a sinner because it's not enough that God prohibited all sorts of things to Am Yisrael. He has to take extra prohibitions. Nazir ki kamaiti korban lav kapar maiti. But again, just like we saw with Rabbi Shimon Yochai's drasha about the yoledet, and like the famous drasha about the reason you get negaim, those are nice drashot, but the bottom line is that the Torah obligates us to bring a korban for purposes of being able to eat kodshim, and in the case of Nazir, lamecha lav nazirut taharahu, to be able to start his new nazirut of tahara. Elameata sofik sota, shavar lemekipurim lotaiti. Let's say there's a sofik sota that we're not sure if she had proper stira with the guy. Actually, safek sota is a little bit of a redundant term. A sota is a safek. We're trying to clarify if she really did have the affair. She shouldn't have to bring the korban. Hakira Rabbi Kippurim. And of course, a strange question, because the husband's not going to feel any more assuaged about his concerns because Yom Kippur passed. Chetum Hakira Allah Makam. Only God knows if they really had the affair. That's not exactly true, because she knows. Roshaya l'chol chatotam l'chol tumotam. Abaye says, Bo el makir bo. There is somebody else who knows. That's the guy she had the affair with, or didn't. Roma sota, again, kimato the varavon kaimati. She's not bringing it for kapara. She's bringing it to clarify whether or not she really sinned. Elameata, fifth challenge. Egla rufa shavala mekipoim, etc. I'm Abaye, horeg makir. There, if a guy really killed, he does know that he killed. So it's something that somebody out in the world knows. Their Yom Kippur is not machaper. Here the text says the land will not get kapara without finding the murderer, or in that case the egla rufa. So it needs to be done. Papa Markra kapara mcha Yisrael asher padita. What's the drasha? Kapara zush tachaper al yotzei Mitzrayim. That the way that the language of the Kohanim who utter their tefillah at the end of the egla rufa piece is that b'machaper on Am Yisrael asher padita. And who is it who you redeemed? You redeemed Am Yisrael from Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And since Yetziat Mitzrayim, there have been a couple of Yom Kippurs, I think, which means that clearly this kind of sin is not cleansed by Yom Kippur. We still have to bring the Egel Arufa. Okay, so now we've established this premise that a sin that only God knows, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, but only those. So let's say you ate something 2 days before Yom Kippur, and you didn't know that it was any problem, and then a week afterwards, you suddenly realized that you had eaten a chalev. Maybe you shouldn't have to bring it, because only God knew about a Yom Kippur. That doesn't work. And it's kind of a long proof. He says, in each one of the second, third, and fourth cases of the Korban Chatat in Parshat Vayikra and Perek Dalet, it says, he found out. Why does it have to say he found out in all three cases? Tzrichi. If it said it in the context of a regular citizen's chatat, we can't learn from a yachid. After all, the yachid has to have firm knowledge because he's clearly bringing a weaker korban. His korban is a female. So let it write it in the case of a nasi who brings a male. And you can learn tzibur and yachid. So yachid nasi lo nati maiti, you can't learn yachid from there. A nasi cannot be bound by shuata edut because a king cannot be made and mi'idin alav and mi'idin lo, etc. And therefore, he's a little bit removed from the world of the chatat. And therefore, maybe yachid has this other demand, the nasi has this other demand of yidiyah that yachid doesn't have. You can't learn the tzibur from there. Why did the kamirfach mala nasi shekin b'korbano nekeva? A nasi could bring a nekeva in the case of avodah zarah. A tzibur always brings zachar. All right, nichtov gabi tzibur. So let it say it only with the tzibur and yachid nasi mina. We can learn them. Kamirfach mala tzibur shekin en chayvin alal halam davar im shigat maaser. Remember that tzibur is only chayv when the beit din mistaught something and other people had to act. So it's a very different kind of thing. So maybe in the other cases, yediyah is needed. Mechada yediyah lo atya. So one alone wouldn't be enough. Teiti chada yediyah mitarti. Let's do the opposite now. Let's take one out of the two. And let's see which one we could remove, and it still would understand it. Lo nechtov yediyah gabi yachid v'teiti v'nasav tzibur. Let's drop out yachid. So they come in v'achmal v'nasav tzibur shken el mishmi hakol. Neither the tzibur nor the nasi are involved in every chatat, because they can't be involved in shvuat ha'idut. The tzibur for an obvious reason, and then I see, as we said, tom v'yachid sheyesh no mishmiyat kol. So linachutiv kabi yediyah gabi tzibur. Flip it. Take the tzibur out. Then yediyah dinu yichad v'yisui. Kedar mifach lo yichad v'nashi ken yesh b'korban nekeva. They have a nekeva in their realm of korbanot. But tzibur sheyin korban nekeva. But here's the winner. Lo nichutiv gabi nasi. Let's leave nasi out. Teitim yediyah di yachid v'tzibur. If the Torah said that a yachid has to have knowledge and a tzibur has to have knowledge, then we know the nasi also has to have knowledge before he's chayav. Because my paracht, how would you challenge it? Im mishum de'inan mishmiyat hakol, you're going to say, well, tzibur can't prove it because shmiyat hakol. Anyways, yachid yochiach, because the yachid does have shmiyat kol. Im mishum de'yesh b'chol korbano nekeva. And if it's because it's all nekeva, then the tzibur disproves that de'inu korbano nekeva. So therefore we know that in every case you have to have yediya before your chayev. You have to really know that you did the sin. That whole long piece is there to prove that the ohodayalav in the case of the nasi is extra. It's not there for itself. We already were able to infer it. It must be there for a case where you found out about it after Yom Kippur. Meaning you sinned before Yom Kippur, you didn't know about it, and you found out after Yom Kippur. You have to bring the chatat. So it's a very long piece to get us to the point that you would still have to bring the chatat when you sinned before Yom Kippur and only found out afterwards, even though on Yom Kippur itself only God knew that you had sinned. Abayimar, he has a different take. He says you need all three. Why? You couldn't have learned it from them. The tzibur is always the tzibur. The yachid is always the yachid. But tomar benasi lishtanot anasi once wasn't a nasi, might end up not being a nasi. It's a position you come into and could leave, and so therefore you're not always that way, and therefore. We have to say that even an asi has this demand of yediyah before he's chayav. Here's his proof that Yom Kippur is not mechaper on something that you sinned before Yom Kippur and only found out about afterwards, bevadaut, even though God only God knew about it on Yom Kippur. We have the Gzereshav Mitzvot Mitzvot Hashem Talui Kevin Yalfa Miadadi, and since we learn all the Chataot together from the same word, if somebody violates one of the Mitzvot Hashem, so he does the same thing Zerah did, except that instead of doing it by a binyanav, he does it from Gzerah Shava. And he says, since we have Gzerah Shava, we don't need the Diyan on every case. We know in the case of one, we say what we know in one, we know apply to the others. The only differences between them really are the kind of animal it is. It must be extra to tell you, even if you only found out after Yom Kippur that you had sinned before, you still have to bring the korban. So, maybe that's true because Yom Kippur is not coming for that chait. אבל אשם תלוי דה על עדיין חית קעתי, אימא אחינה בידי מחפר, תחמיתיה בלבטה דה כמייתי אשם תלוי, לא מייתי חתת. So maybe you'd have the following case. When you brought an אשם תלוי for a particular sin, so maybe it's totally מחפר, and then when you later find out, after you brought the אשם תלוי, you don't have to bring a חתת. In other words, I understand that Yom Kippur doesn't come for this sin. Yom Kippur comes for Yom Kippur. And it cleanses all sorts of things that you didn't know about, or things you weren't sure about. But Rosh Hashanah is coming for this particular act, maybe that should be the end of the road. Amarav Amakra, Ohoda Elav, Mikol Makom, meaning the one time, once you find out, you're Chayav and Achatat. And even if you'd already brought Rosh Hashanah. And back to our first question, which is, why do you bring an Ashram Talui if you're still going to have to bring a Chatat when you found out that it was Chalev? Rav Zera She'im mate below Avon. It is salvific that if you die without having done anything else, at least you died without a sin, because you did the best korban you could. Rava mate mita mereket. Rava says, what do you mean? When you die, that death is the kapara. To protect you from punishment that could happen to you in the meantime from heaven. Okay, the other Mishnah, Chatata Of Habah Safek. If you have the Chatata Of that came because of a Safek, and then after Malika, you found out that it was unneeded, it's buried. Amarav Vikiper, it did Kapara. Yachi Amaiti Kaver, so why bury it? Lefisha Ina Mishtamer. It's because nobody's going to keep an eye on it once you realize that that it was necessary. Eimav l'mishtameret, when is that? Imei kara chayahav, if it's before it was alive. Himasof kamantale, at the end you're watching it. Menithin menoda la delo yalda. Our Mishnah's talking about a case where she found out that she wasn't obligated. Ovedinu d'moteret banan, really, you should be able to keep this bird and do whatever you want, even though you killed it. Umayti kaver midrabanan, it's midrabanan. V'chiid madarav, Rav's statement about mishtameret, that's the case. Woman brought a chatata of pesafek, and before Malika, they found out that she really had given birth to asevadai. Do it properly. It's the same bird. But if you already did Malika, you do the hazah on the mizbeach, on the wall. And you push the dam against the mizbeach. Chapara muteret. And then it's could be eaten. Alright, and you're not allowed to eat it. Gzeira Shema Yomru Chatatov Bala Safek Nechelet. Because people thought of it at the beginning as a Chatatov Bala Safek, and I think you could eat it. Tani Levi Kalatetu Rav. Levi has the same version as Rav. Chatatov Bala Safek Mishnima Kanodashi Yodava Daima Zedama Umotse Dama Vichipra Muteret Ba'achila. If before Malika you found out she didn't give birth at all, then you could get chulin, you could sell it to somebody else who needs it. But if on the other hand you found out that she for sure did give birth, do it the same way. You bring the same bird. But if it's after Malika, you found out she gave birth, Asural al mafil mana, you can't get hanash. Al safek ba mitchilata, kipra safeka wal chala. It came for a safek, and it did the kaparat safek when she did the malika, and then at that point you do mitzui hadam, and that's kapara for the safek. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We will pick it up with our penultimate podcast of Masechet Kritot. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.